WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Swarnamon Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. The first week of school after the holiday break did not translate into an increase in flu cases in Brazos County. The health department's weekly update for the period ending last Sunday counted 174 patients. That's down from 249 the previous week. In Brazos County, since flu season began, there have been more than 1,500 cases. That number's up 260 from a year ago. One reason for the increase may be this year's flu vaccine, which federal officials say has worked in 23% of the population. Officials at the Centers for Disease Control emphasize taking antiviral medications at the first sign of getting the flu. Yesterday was the first day in over a week that we've seen the sun in the Bryan College Station area.
Missed it more than others, but Dr. David Ernest of the Texas A&M Health Science Center says the shorter winter days coupled with no sun can have an effect on you.
People experienced to some degree over the past 7 days in this area is that without that sort of long days and then bright sunshine during the daytime to sort of keep our clocks synchronized properly, you can see or experience changes in mood and affect and, you know, just basically how people feel.
Ernest says sleep patterns are also impacted because people want to sleep more on gray days. He encourages people to maintain normal sleep-wake cycles during sunless time periods to keep their internal biological clocks running smoothly. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tomorrow, the Lincoln Center in College Station is hosting an event to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy. Supervisor Lance Jackson says the DreamWorks Conference includes several sessions throughout the day.
Those sessions deal with, personal development, character and leadership, community development, being involved civically.
Jackson says there are three different tracks, teen, spiritual, and community. Go online to cstx.gov for session times and descriptions. Governor Perry gave a Texas-sized farewell to 30 years of state service yesterday. He called on the legislature, where he began his political career, to continue in a spirit of bipartisanship.
Compromise is not a dirty word if it moves Texas forward. If members of this body will work across party lines, put Texas first, I believe the best is yet to come.
Perry will decide by May whether to attempt a second campaign for president. The second full term of State Representative John Rainey of Bryan began with supporting Joe Strauss's reelection as House Speaker during the first vote for that position in 40 years.
I truly like Joe Strauss. I think he's a really decent human being. I don't view him as the liberal that some folks do. The one thing I can always say about Speaker Strauss is he has always told me your job is to vote your district. And I think that is a pretty good way of handling it.
Rainey says he appreciates Strauss never asking him to vote a particular way on any bill. WTAW News time is 7:08. It's 36 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwerneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwerneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwerneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwerneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
It's 710, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sun and clouds today. Temperatures will approach 60 degrees this afternoon. That certainly will feel good. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows somewhere between 35 and 40. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny and a bit warmer for tomorrow. Highs near 65. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be near 45. A blend of clouds and sunshine on Sunday. High temperatures on Sunday near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with some interesting things going on in Dallas with contracts. 80 voting members of the ACC, Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12, and SEC are doing something kind of interesting with the NCAA. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports, and we'll do it for you about 7:50.
So just run outside today. It's going to be sunny. You get a chance to enjoy that. I know it's going to. We had a news story about it. I mean, you're going to behave differently because the sun's back out. We're not used to that, you know, going a week without the sun. And continuing to have rain and cold weather. Even though we are Texans, we understand that. Hey, looks like Radio Shack's getting taking another step toward going belly up. Wall Street Journal says the company is looking to file for bankruptcy protection in order to fund its operation while it talks to private equity firms that could buy out its assets. Of course, that deal may not work, which would leave the company looking to take over being other things as far as their debt restructuring. Patrick, I know you're too young. Kevin, you may be. I don't know. Radio Shack almost would not sell you something back in the day unless you gave them your name and address for a mailing list. Goodness. I mean, they were aggressive about
that. Yeah, militant almost. Yeah, I do remember that. It.
And then, of course, they would send out this catalog that was as thick as the Sears catalog. And you know, Radio Shack was, you know, for kind of geeky guys. If you were older, Patrick, you probably would have had like a frequent visitor's card from
there. Well, my dad took me. I just never had a reason to be in there myself.
I understand. And that's, again, you talk about something that's time has gone by. And, again, I think it was called Allied Radio Shack at one point. Mm. They're based in Fort Worth. I mean, big deal. Big deal. And times just passed. You know, and then what, was it 2 or 3 years ago, they decided to start calling it the Shack. They
yes.
wanted to just kind of...
Yeah. That didn't work.
No. I believe, was it 2 years ago, they bought a couple of Super Bowl ads and brought in a bunch of old rock and roll stars and retro stars from television to clean the place out, you know, by these deals because they were going to become the Shack rather than Radio Shack.
Well, and then last year they wanted to do the Do It Together program instead of do it yourself, trying to encourage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, again, I'm not saying they haven't tried different things, but apparently none of them working.
I don't know if they can do it themselves, but someone could fill in a gap that I think they're missing, and that's with some of these microelectronics. That's what they do, but I think they're sort of focused on the telecom
sure.
area.
Yeah.
There's so many little, what do they call them, breadboard-type devices, Arduino.
What does that mean?
Raspberry Pi. Breadboard is just where you can plug in different wires
okay.
to sort of a bench, what do they call it?
Bench build?
Yeah, bench build a bunch of things. It's what okay. they do anyway, but I think they're sort of getting, I think they need to get into the microcontrollers and computers.
Oh, okay, and that takes money.
Raspberry Pi's one. It's a $35 computer with an really? HDMI out.
Really?
Yeah, and it runs on any Linux distribution, but it's just very small, and it's great. Kids in middle schools are picking these up and getting to know them. They're programming very basic games, but they're getting exposed to this at a very early age.
Kevin, what the hell is he talking about?
Not a clue.
Okay, do you remember?
I know what you mean.
Do you remember Commodore?
Yeah, sure.
Commodore is how I got my start. I remember the big 5.5-inch floppies. That's essentially what this is for today's kids.
Well, and I would be interested to know, you know, when even my kiddos, there always were a group of kids who the first thing they did when they were handed something is really want to take it apart and see how it works. And I don't know if that's universal.
See, put it back together, be
right.
damned.
Well, yeah. And it didn't matter whether it was you know, cars is a great way that people learned how to do that. Well, you can hardly do that anymore because, you know, you got to... Look, anytime you lift the hood and you can't see the ground, there's too much in the engine compartment, you know?
Yeah.
Because, again, it used to be that you did that. But
used to be you could stand between the fender
sure.
well and the engine in some cars.
And we've talked any number of times about the whole thing that a lot of kids lack now is being inquisitive about things.
Yeah.
Being able to question how does this happen, because all it takes is going to YouTube or something to be able to see how something works when it used to be, very interesting to take those things apart. So I think that it's got to be part of the equation. If you want somebody to build something, they have to be inquisitive enough to want to know how something works.
Well, take 3D printing.
All right.
You hear about it a lot. We talk about it in the news all the time. But there's probably a few dozen in the area in private homes. Where can you go to buy one? You go online. Where can you kick the tires?
You can get one at Sam's.
Can you?
You can get one
at
Sam's.
You can get a 3D printer at Sam's.
Yes, sir.
Do we need one for the show? I don't know why, but we need one.
$3,900.
Well, it's one.
Yeah.
It's an option.
Yeah.
That's still more than I expect.
I understand, but I mean, it's there. And
Scott,
then they've got, yeah.
You could make a miniature version of your pickle.
Yeah, we could do that, couldn't we?
We could have.
Well, but the size of the pickle was part of what was important. And the pickle was about 3.5 feet long. And again, Ben says he knows where it is. I'm just saying. But I mean, are we in that situation where kids just kind of go, "Yeah, I don't really care that much." And if that's the case, then we really do have a problem. Because those are the kind of people who grow up to build new kind of things because they want to know how the things of today work.
I think a lot of that is, you know, you turn the ignition key in the car and magic happens and the car goes.
Yeah. Well, And chicken comes wrapped in styrofoam and plastic, right?
But how
much of that revolves around the fact that you can't?
You can't
if you,
what?
If you dig into some of this stuff,
yeah.
You can bust it up so bad it ain't gonna work.
Oh, yeah. Then you got to go get a new one. Yeah,
but there's plenty of ways to get interested. It will take a little push from the parents because it's really easy to toss that electronic device to the kid. I can't tell you how many crumb crunchers I've seen crawling through the racks at stores like I used to do, only when they fall out this time, it's with an iPad.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Very true.
Yeah. Okay. That's makes sense. All right. So shifting gears, did you watch Elon Musk yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Look, I give you these opportunities, and then you just cast them aside.
I know. I have so much life to live. I only can do so much.
I know. Elon Musk is the guy who owns Tesla. He was speaking at an economic transportation conference yesterday in Austin. He was in Austin for another reason, though, just so you understand. I mean, Yeah, that's fine. He'll come talk to people, but he was there to make more money. He wants direct sales of his cars
in
Texas. And I don't know if that's good or bad. It's just
different.
That's not the way we're used to doing things.
No. And the dealers are going, do.
And you know, of course, theirs is a different kind of a product. And you're right. There are people out there who would like to be dealers of that, but I'm sure that there's probably a pretty high bar that has to be reached for you to be able to sell those things because obviously there has to be a service component in there somewhere. Anyhow, that's the reason he was pretty much in Austin. I mean, yeah, he wanted to talk about Tesla and all that kind of stuff, but that's what he's looking to do. He wants to get a foothold in Texas to do that. That after he didn't build his battery plant here.
Well,
what makes you think we want to do anything nice for him?
I'm still holding my breath for that $35,000 Tesla.
Yeah, okay. You'll look like a Smurf by the time it comes along. It's 7:18. Some pizza restaurants decorate the walls with signed photos of local celebrities who once stopped by for a slice or whatever at Rose's Fresh Pizza in Philadelphia. The shop is adorned with Post-it notes and letters. The messages are from customers who gave a dollar so homeless members in the community could get a slice of pizza, which costs a dollar. The Pay It Forward program started about a year ago. One paying customer asked if he could buy a slice of pizza for a homeless person. Owner took his dollar, put up a Post-it note to signify that a slice of pizza had been purchased. Pay It Forward Pizza was born, and over the past 9 months, 8,400 slices of pizza have been bought for homeless people. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Those Post-it notes sit on the wall back there. It's covered. People just walk up, pull one off, and say, "I'd like a slice."
Well, the number of Pay It Forward forwards became hard to track because using the Post-it notes, now they have to take the Post-it note and post it into a register, so they've got it. So it's not as engaging from a visual standpoint as it used to be, but still, they're keeping track of it. Hello.
Good morning. Hey, there's a pretty bad accident at the corner intersection of Walk Prairie and Welburn that's got traffic down to one lane going both ways.
One lane both ways. Thanks. We'll look into it. Thank you so much. Another one of our intrepid reporters out there.
Tuttle up, tuttle up, tuttle up.
They deserve a mouse pad.
Hey,
mouse pads.
Again, we've got, I don't know, I got
jar openers.
Yeah, there's probably 25 of them in this package right here. You know, Mr. Downs told me he had millions, which is not true. We've got some. We'll do that. Heads up that next week on Monday, we will register more people for Jerry Seinfeld tickets.
Again?
Just letting you know, yes, we have.
Wow.
We have more tickets. All right, there's a strategy out there in the supermarketoriums just to let you know they want you to spend money. I don't know if you knew that or not. We're here to help you out and let you know a little bit. See, the supermarket layout is designed for you to take your time as you go through there because every minute you stay in the store, it says you spend about $2 more. Do you do that? Do you do that?
No, because I'm pretty pointed.
Well,
I know what I want. I get in, I get out.
Has to do with lifestyle, has to do with age, I think, a lot of that. I don't know that people... Look, I go into a hardware store differently than I do a grocery store.
Oh, okay. Without question.
Because, you know, you go into a hardware store, you go, oh, that'd be kind of neat to have. And but going into the grocery store, yeah, you pretty much do.
I'm a little more utilitarian when it comes to the food part of it. So, yeah, I need that. All right, let's go.
Now, non-food items like office supplies and car products and personal care things, okay, usually more expensive. I think you probably know that, so you might take that into account. Scanner mistakes are usually made on sale items because nobody's changed the price in the system. So check it. I mean, if you don't stand there afterwards and check it. If you want to move your basket forward, okay, and then check it. Price mistakes are often made on produce because there's no barcode, which is true in most cases. Watch out for themed displays. If you see a barbecue display that's selling buns in place and charcoal and mustard and ketchup and all that kind of stuff, good chance that one item is low priced and the others have been marked up. That's just a marketing thing. Doesn't make them bad people. That's what they're doing. It's all about convenience, no matter what. It's all about convenience.
Well, and thank goodness my wife is smart. She asked me. She said, "Are PLUs universal? The little stickers they put on there for the numbers?"
Right.
I said, "I don't know." And she was already on her phone looking it up on Google because the checker had no idea what an acorn squash was. And even when we told her, she couldn't find it on the chart.
Really?
So we had to Google it and said, she said, "Try 4827 or something," and punched it in. Oh, acorn squash, that looks right.
Okay, you looked up the PLU code for them.
Get out of here.
Not even going to say where it was. It's a little embarrassing.
Well, and again.
It happens.
Well, sure.
She might have been new.
May have been new, and that's the other thing is, do they end up doing that? Do they have like a produce quiz back there for the checkers? What is it? Quick. Raise your hand. Well, I mean, you go through that after you go, really? You get a little esoteric after a while, right? I mean, there are some things out there that are a little bit strange.
Acorn squash is one of them.
And some of the things that are seasonal, obviously, they're not there all the time. So, still don't know why they don't talk to you. Back in the day, you know, they did that.
Oh, chat?
Yeah, they'd chat when they were actually having to punch the buttons in. You know,
we always chat with our checkers.
You know. I do.
Oh, yeah, well, no, I think you should. I would agree. That's, that's got to be a job that after a while... You know, there's one more thing they have to check and one more thing they have to check. And then, of course, if you make a mistake, there's always somebody who just gets all over you.
Yeah.
And if I can throw in, get off your phone when you're in line.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you have one of those?
I always have that.
And really?
They won't bother to get off the phone when they're being checked out. It's like, that's so rude. Get off the phone.
Now, that I agree. If they're on the phone when they're checking out, that is...
I don't want to hear your conversation in line, and I sure don't want to hear your conversation when you're waiting to get your stuff checked out.
And again, if you finished your transaction, move.
Okay? Get out the way.
You can put that stuff back into your wallet and put it back into your purse. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that. Then someplace else.
Are you inferring?
Or put it in your wallet in your pocket. Yeah, you can do that after you've moved.
There was an inference there.
Well, I didn't mean for it to be. Just saying. All right, so New Mexico real estate agent said an old missile silo listed for $300,000 in Roswell, New Mexico, has found a prospective buyer. Jim Moore, who listed the 25-acre property at $295,000, said a prospective buyer has made an offer close to what the asking price is. He expects to finalize the sale by the end of the month. It's a silo which is listed as having, quote, lots of potential uses, end quote.
Have you seen what they do with them?
No.
It's incredible. They turn them into a park.
Sounds like a good name for a television show.
There are actually several, and they take the silos and make them multi-level apartments.
Really?
I like how there's just one concrete door up top.
Okay.
I mean, the door's built into a concrete cube.
Okay.
I guess you walk inside and immediately go downstairs.
I was going to say, there's your elevator right there. It formerly housed a water sales business. It is one of 72 missile sites constructed around the country during the Cold War to hold the Atlas F missiles. Missile silos extend 10 stories underground. They have fallen into disrepair in many cases. Mr. Moore says the infrastructure remains solid. It just needs to have a little sprucing up.
Wow.
Here's a nice fixer-upper. Can you see that on HGTV?
They do it. There are shows on TV. That's how I know about it. And then they're absolutely, when they're done, they're awesome. You basically have a round apartment and sometimes two stories.
I guess I'm just watching too much gator hunting on TV. Is that...
Oh, man, backup generators. This is awesome.
I mean, it's basically your rich guy's, you know, zombie apocalypse shack.
Oh, all right.
No sun.
No, you missed that. You have to bounce some of that in. Well, you get those tubes, right, you know, that you put in the roof. You could do that.
They build rooms that have the UV lights in the top and the TV screens all the way around, so it's like you're sitting outside. That was one of the things I saw.
All right, if you don't have that kind of money, here's your opportunity. There was no winner in Wednesday night's lottery, so the Powerball's 194 for tomorrow night. And, in fact, tonight Mega Millions is $270 million. Doesn't matter if you have a $258.9 million to one chance to win, but if you do that, you too could buy a missile silo and make it your...
I think it's getting to the point now where I may need one.
Okay. All right. Out in South County? Oh, they don't have any out there, do they? Not that we know of, anyway.
You want good TV?
I meant
the
lottery tickets.
Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast at 727. It is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Much better as far as the temperatures are concerned. About 60 for a high temperature today, around 40 for a low temperature tonight. Then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, looking at right at 65 with lows in the middle 40s, up to 66, they're saying, on Tuesday. But no matter what, we're going to see lots of sunshine. Right now, the winds are calm, 85% relative humidity, and we have 37 degrees out there.
Learn to decorate like a pro. The Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan teaches cake decorating classes for adults and children. Adults can attend a basic buttercream class or the cookie decorating class, each taught by a professional chef instructor. Or book a children's private party to decorate cookies, cakes, or cupcakes. All the tools and equipment are provided. Just bring yourself and be ready for fun. Call the Chocolate Gallery at 779-2804 for the adult class schedule or to book a private children's party. Or find us online at bcschocolategallery.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments. Or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Drive a diesel? Then performance improvement, trouble-free winter operation, and proper fuel tank hygiene are important to you. And whether you drive a diesel car, truck, tractor, or big rig, you can rely on the experts at Power Service. When the temperature drops below 30 degrees, add a bottle of diesel fuel supplement plus cetane boost every time you fill up. It prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. Any diesel engine will run better with Power Service. Visit powerservice.com to learn more and get your year-round maintenance schedule.
No rush update this morning. It's 7:28.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I needed a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant Credit.
Avant Credit was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant Credit can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and checking your rate with Avant Credit has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant Credit will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7575 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 7575.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, equal housing lender, and by affiliates of Avant Credit Corporation. California loans offered by Avant Credit will be made under financial
Financial Lenders License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 5 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News time is 7:31, 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. For the first time in 8 days, we finally get some sunshine, as the sun's rising right now as well.
Noticed how the absence of sunshine has made you feel over the last week, but sleep cycle expert Dr. David Ernest says several cloudy days in a row can have an effect on you.
The impact that, you know, not being able to see the sun for a long period of time, particularly during the winter when day lengths are shorter, are is that it can have a profound effect on both physical and mental health.
Ernest says shorter winter days and lack of sun can affect the organization of your internal biological clock, which in turn takes a toll on your sleep patterns. His tip for rebooting?
That first day when the bright sunlight is available, just get outside and get some daytime bright light exposure, and that'll help sort of set things back to where they need to be.
Ernest says during bouts of cloudy days, maintain your normal sleep and mealtime cycle. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Federal authorities have determined this year's flu shot has worked in only one quarter of those who have received a vaccine. Tom Skinner at the Centers for Disease Control says that means there's more importance on antiviral medications.
The key for antiviral medications to work is to get them as soon as symptoms of the flu set in.
In Brazos County, there have been more than 1,500 flu cases this season, up 260 from a year ago. But fewer are catching the bug. In the week ending last Sunday, there were 174 patients. That's down from the 249 the previous week. The Lincoln Center and College Station is celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this weekend with the DreamWorks Conference. Supervisor Lance Jackson says different sessions throughout the day have something for everyone.
Three different tracks throughout the day, teen, spiritual, and community.
Jackson says tomorrow's event will include a musical tribute and a guest speaker.
Honored guest speaker is a local guy. Many of you may have heard of him. His name is Chris Field. He's with the Mercy Project. He does a beautiful job.
A schedule of events can be found online at cstx.gov. Do you know why Walmart and other major retailers don't sell liquor? It's because state law prohibits publicly traded companies from doing so, but Walmart is looking to remove the ban. And among the opponents is this Texas Package Store Association. Executive Director Lance Lively says that would result in many of the 1,600 mom-and-pop stores going under.
We've seen other industries where Walmart's come in and driven small-town hardware stores, as an example, when it went out of business.
A Walmart spokeswoman says their customers want convenience and choice when shopping, and that includes adult beverages. Also from Austin was yesterday's annual Texas Transportation Forum. The chairman of the State Transportation Commission says they're looking for more money to relieve increasing traffic congestion. Ted Houghton says overwhelming voter support last November to spend $1.7 billion from the Rainy Day Fund, combined with bond issues and public-private partnerships, are still not enough. The first draft of the Texas House budget includes $6 million for the state's Public Integrity Unit, whose funding was eliminated 2 years ago. The nearly $100 billion spending plan phases out high school steroid testing and continues enhanced border security through 2017. Governor Perry's 30 years of holding Texas political offices ends next Tuesday. Yesterday, he addressed the legislature for the last time.
I've always viewed public service as a worthy calling, where the son of a tenant farmer can become the governor of the greatest state in the nation.
One of two references Perry made to national politics was about hydraulic fracking, which is done in Texas and Pennsylvania, but not in New York.
One creates jobs. The other appeases a political base at the expense of the people. We have chosen energy security, and we will one day end America's dependence on hostile sources of foreign energy.
Perry will announce his decision about launching a second run for president by May. For the first time in 40 years, the Texas House held an election for Speaker. Representative John Rainey of Bryan was among those who overwhelmingly supported the reelection of Joe Strauss.
I view my vote as a vote for the district and a vote for the people of Texas. We're going to need good leadership. The Speaker has a proven record of conservative voting, although some would question that. I don't know why. I've looked at it real closely. We've done lots of conservative things during his time in office, and I'm pleased.
Rainey doesn't see Strauss being vindictive towards those who voted for his opponent, particularly as the Speaker considers committee appointments. A fiery wreck in the Eagle Ford oil field south of San Antonio yesterday left five oil field workers dead. DPS reports a tractor trailer loaded with crude oil swerved right to avoid a pickup slowing down to make a turn. The tanker toppled over and it was struck by a van and a second truck. That caused the tanker to explode into a massive fireball. Three other people are hospitalized. WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 36 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
John Deere began selling tractors and implements decades ago, and he knew that nothing runs like a Deere, and still does. Sioux Falls Prater carries the commercial and industrial line of John Deere products, but they also sell everything for today's gentleman farmer and ranchers, like their bagging systems for your riding mowers starting at $349, or steel leaf blowers for $149. And for the serious producer who needs to stay warm and needs serious power, ask about the 615 M cab tractor with $7,000 cash back or $2,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Offer expires 11/30/14. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity you can afford. Nothing runs like a Deere.
The joys, the nervousness, the excitement, perhaps the letdown. There's nothing quite like the home buying process. It's almost like a game of cat and mouse sometimes. I was talking with some friends of mine the other day, and they actually have put an offer down on their first house. Man, they're pumped, as you might expect. Young married couple, happy for them. And I was thinking, you know, if I had to do that all over again, I wish I would have known then what I know now. And what I know now is that my friends at Zweiker & Associates are going to take very good care of me when it comes time for me to buy my next home. You know why? Because they take what you want in a house, they make a list of absolute must-haves, some things that you don't want, and they narrow down the list of homes from the glut that's out there. And if you look lately, there are a ton of homes that are on the market right now. And in this town, because there's high turnover sometimes, it doesn't change. They're going to narrow it down to a list of 8 to 12 homes that have what you are looking for. Find out what Zweiker & Associates can do for you in the home buying process. ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com.
7:39. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to NormaGTractor.com.
Sun and clouds today. Temperatures will approach 60 degrees this afternoon. That certainly will feel good. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows somewhere between 35 and 40. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny and a bit warmer for tomorrow. Highs near 65. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be near 45. A blend of clouds and sunshine on Sunday. High temperatures on Sunday near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M on the road for basketball. The men are. The ladies are actually here at home. Have more on that. The swimming and diving championships going on in Austin and more coming up in sports in about 12, 13 minutes.
There you go. We'll talk to Kyle Sullivan about a half an hour. And after that, Blanche Brick, the mayor pro tem of College Station, will be in. We'll ask Councilmember Brick about the food truck parks because that's fascinating to me. I'm concerned about the color palette. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
No, I think that in talking to a person from the city of College Station yesterday, they thought it was dead on. So, just saying. In case you didn't hear, there's discussion that there would be food trucks that would be parked over, I'm just going to call it the old Albertsons parking lot on South College, okay? Because that's, well, you know where it is, by Schlotzky's and IHOP right there. Apparently they would be able to go in there, and that just brought up all sorts of different discussions as to.
We went a little nuts on that one.
We didn't either. We talked about it because that's what people want to know about. They want to know if they're going to be able to get deep fried donut hot dogs from Cameron over there, something similar to that. Just saying. Every one of us, excuse me, a lot of us probably have some sort of a flight horror story, right? It's just not as fun as it used to be. I mean, yeah, you may be able to pick your seat, but then you find out that you're sitting there and you got one guy on one side who weighs 280 and the woman over here weighs 260 and you're squoze in. And you can't, when's the last time you actually had a situation where you had an empty seat next to you? And heaven forbid that you would have two empty seats on your row. That's not going to happen. Well, in this era of packed airplanes, finding that empty middle seat is a rare occurrence. But can you imagine the surprise of the two Delta Airlines passengers who had the entire plane to themselves on Monday?
Oh, well.
Delta Flight 6259. It's an RJ. It's when it's a baby jet. But still, left Cleveland for New York's LaGuardia Airport with every seat empty except two. Delta's website and flight tracking service showed that the flight was operated as a 65-seat Bombardier CRJ-700 regional jet. And I'm not going to say it happens, but I'm not the only one who's probably been on a flight that was canceled and there weren't many of us on the plane. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's canceled because there aren't many people on the plane.
But!
Yeah. The flight's other passengers were rebooked on other itineraries after a series of delays that had taken place because Monday was a bad day for air travel with all the weather in the Midwest and East. So there were some extenuating circumstances. But Chris O'Leary, a Delta flight passenger, took to the old tweeter and took a picture of himself in that pretty much empty airplane. So it does happen every once in a while.
I've ridden on one from Houston to here where there was only three or four of us.
Yeah, well,
and that is weird because it's like, I'm going to do whatever I want.
Well, that's what I was saying. I thought it'd be a turboprop. No, it's full-on jet.
Yeah, well, again, sooner or later you'll get disappointed at the gate, and more often than not it's on the last flight out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can book you tomorrow morning at 6:30. No, that's really not what I'm looking for. Thanks a lot, but nonetheless. All right, here you go. If your dishwasher is not doing the job, maybe it's the fault of the instructions given by your dishwasher manufacturers. Researchers at the University of Birmingham. Now, it doesn't say Alabama, Birmingham, so I'm wondering if that's the one over in England. I didn't know. Well, anyway. They have done the dirty work for you, and they say the trick to load the dishwasher is loaded in a circular fashion, not in straight rows. The dishes should be grouped together by stain.
Yeah.
Carbohydrate-stained dishes should be placed in the middle of the dishwasher's drawers, while the protein-stained dishes should be put in the inward, facing the ring around them. Okay, so
your assumption was correct. It is the UK.
Okay, hello.
You know, they still went through the charade of booking priority passengers first.
Dang, I'm in group two. Well, all our gold card member, please move forward.
With people with tickets ending in, you know, seats 24, you got to wait through all of them. That's funny.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I like this idea about loading the dishwasher, though, because then your child, if it's their week to load the dishwasher, needs to know what's carbohydrate-based. Right?
Yeah.
To know where to put those and know what's protein-based to know where to put those.
That's nice in theory, but until they start constructing the little spikes in concentric rings.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
It's impossible.
Yeah, they're not. That's true. I mean, you can tilt them in a little bit, but you can't do much more than
that. Besides, your wife tells you where to put it anyway.
Doesn't matter, or they'll rearrange it. Yeah. Hello?
Where do you put gluten-free?
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
In the trash where it belongs.
Exactly. Hey. If you missed that yesterday... Pizza Hut now has gluten-free pizza, because when you're calling, when you're thinking health conscious, you're always calling the pizza restaurant. By the way, while we're speaking of that, Papa John's Pizza says they will not fire the pizza delivery woman who shot a robber last Sunday.
Oh.
She was delivering a pie. Turns out that the woman who works for the Papa John's franchise in Decatur, Georgia, was carrying a pistol for protection when a man pulled a gub on her when she stopped to make a delivery. She was able to fire at the guy while she was flat on the ground and hit him, as a matter of fact. Second guy hopped in her car, a silver 2000 Honda Accord. I don't know why we need to know that, and took off. Police currently looking for him and the car. Papa John's has a rule that prohibits employees from carrying firearms while they're working, but the company said the driver won't be fired but will be reassigned. The guy who was shot is recovering in a hospital. Now, police believe that, matter of fact, they had set up the whole situation, the delivery, just so that they could rob her.
Wonder how confusing that crime scene was. Is that blood? No, marinara. Okay.
And yesterday, by the way, as we were talking about the food trucks and such, because they're just like they have in Austin and Portland.
Yeah.
a beer manufacturer in Portland is brewing a custom beer to mark the last days of the carpet at the Portland International Airport.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. The airport is replacing its carpet with a new design starting at the end of the month in the Oregon-based Rogue Ales.
Oh, I like Rogue.
Okay. Putting together a custom pack of PDX Carpet IPA.
How are they including the carpet?
Well, I'm going to honor the old design. It'll cost $6.75 to pick it up at the brewery website, which describes the brew as a non-traditional India Pale Ale with big, crusty hop flavor and intense hop aroma. So many people in Portland love the airport's signature carpet that they'll be cutting it up and selling it after it's been removed.
You can get everything with this pattern.
What is it? I mean, I haven't ever been. I don't know.
I haven't either, but you can buy pillows, Christmas ornaments, T-shirts, phone covers, socks.
Why didn't we do that with the AstroTurf at Kyle Field?
Are you ready for the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Teenagers can pass through a parent's life like a ship in the night. Their lives are filled with school, homework, jobs, friends, and extracurricular activities. And it's not just them. Parents are usually coming and going as well. So how can you stay connected with your teen when life gets this crazy? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Start by taking what little time you have together and making it a positive experience. Seek out ways to show them love and affirmation. Go out of your way to tell them how proud you are of them. Even though I'm sure there are areas where they could improve, give them a pat on the back for the things they're doing well. Then, find ways to carve time out of both of your busy schedules. Your teen may act like they don't need time with you. I'm sure that'll be the case. But I can tell you, there's no greater gift you can give them. Maybe it's an early morning breakfast before school. Maybe it's a few minutes after school or just before they go to bed. Those one-on-one times with your son or daughter are priceless moments they'll always cherish. Time as a family is important too, but time alone with your teen can breathe new life into your relationship. Like most parents, your household is probably bustling with activity, but don't let it discourage you. You'll be surprised at the difference a few moments here and there with your teen can make in your relationship. For more tips to help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Howdy, hey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. The Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team remained number 4 in the country after the rankings were released yesterday, following a sweep of dual meets over the past weekend, and had a strong day at the Pro Arena Swim Series on the University of Texas campus. Meredith Oliver took second place in the consolation final of the 100 meter. A group of 80 voting members of the ACC, Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12, and SEC, including A&M, will meet formally in two meetings on Saturday at the NCAA convention to begin a new era of autonomy aimed at protecting and improving the college experience for student-athletes. This is the first autonomy meeting, and it follows a decision by the NCAA Division I Board of Directors to grant self-governing members, 65 institutions, and 15 student-athletes who actually sit on the board. Things are really jumping in Big D.
The Cowboys have signed for us a long-term agreement with Jason to be the head coach for the next 5 years. And that does say a lot.
Dallas head coach Jason Garrett officially accepted his contract yesterday, but there are still some key players that need to be locked down for the Pokes.
We want to build a football team that everyone who's associated with that football team is proud of, and I feel like we've done that. The work is not done. We feel great about the staff that we've built and the opportunity to continue to build the kind of football team that we all want to be a part of. And trust me, once we get this business done here, we're back to work building. And we're excited about the opportunities in 2015 to build on some of the things we did this past season.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said he would like to sign receivers Dez Bryant and running back DeMarco Murray, the NFL's leading rusher, but getting long-term deals done with each will require creativity and compromise. Now, it's not that the Cowboys don't have the cap room to sign both. It's that they don't want to be as snug against the NFL-mandated salary cap as they have been in the past few seasons. We'll stay in the NFL, where the combines will take a little older look when the league adds one for veteran players to go with the massive event that it holds for potential draftees. The Veteran Combine will take place March 22nd at the Arizona Cardinals training facility in Phoenix. That is about 1 month after the regular combine for rookies in Indianapolis. Travel and tourism money may be coming to Aggieland. The Traditions Golf Club has been selected by the NCAA Division I Men's and Women's Golf Committee as the site for a pair of NCAA Regional Golf Championships. May of 2016, the ladies will get a crack at it. The guys' regional will have to wait until May of 2018. Ohio State Buckeyes quarterback Cardale Jones, who stormed onto the scene following an injury to starter T.J. Barnett, who himself replaced Braxton Miller, surprised many with his decision, announcing yesterday that he was going to stay with Ohio State. As for if he'll be the starter or not?
I don't know. I have to deal with that when that time comes. Hopefully I am the starter.
If I'm not, I have to wait till my opportunity to present itself again.
On now to the NBA, where James Harden had 15 of his 31 points in the Houston Rockets' big first quarter.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
here's Harden against the guy they wouldn't give his number to.
Yes, Deion Waiters is in, crosses over, blows by him, gets to the rim, finger rolls it up and in over the top of Adams.
He is really fired up tonight.
Oh, boy, is he ever. 9 for James. Rockets up 12.
Houston went on to a 112-101 shocking win over the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Rockets led 40-18 at one point in the first half. Top-seeded Serena Williams will open play at the Australian Open as the top seed, beginning her attempt for her 19th Grand Slam singles title when the first Grand Slam event of 2015 starts on Sunday. England's Paul Casey and Webb Simpson start the day tied for the lead in the Sony Open. It's the first full field event for the PGA Tour season. A&M Hockey will host the first MLK Showcase starting today at the Spirit Ice Arena. The Aggs will play San Jose today, Arizona State tomorrow, Denver University Sunday. With 7 o'clock start times for all of those, Cal State Northridge is in town. They'll play them at 10 a.m. on Monday. A&M Track and Field resumes their indoor season by hosting a pair of track and field meets this weekend at the Gillum Indoor Venue. Today starts at noon with 13 teams. Tomorrow's, where they'll be scored, is 9 teams, and that starts at 2 o'clock. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball heads to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pregame there 10:30 and a tip-off at 11. And that game, of course, is here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Little change, though, the women's game. They're playing at home against Ole Miss Sunday with a pregame at 3:45 and a tip-off at 4. That game here also on 1620 AM. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Lots of traffic problems, obviously, when you have something going on at Rock Prairie and Welburn. So if you happen to use that, and I know two or three people do actually use Rock Prairie to get to Welburn, best stay away from it if you can. The police are there, and they're working the accident that we reported to you about a half an hour ago. But it just backs things up, so kind of find an alternate route. You get to see some of the beautiful neighborhoods in that part of College Station. What the heck, right? So do that. Just stay away from that area if you can. Well, you know, I did as much of the Oscars yesterday as I could. Yeah, I wish we could have gotten the real nominee, you know,
no, you don't.
Well,
you're fibbing.
You're right. It's true. But, you know, it's kind of interesting, some of the things that happened yesterday.
Like?
In that Clint Eastwood was not nominated as Best Director for that movie that he did with Bradley Cooper, The American Sniper.
I bet you that has to do with what the movie's about.
But the movie's nominated for Best Picture. And Bradley's nominated for Best Actor. So I don't know how that even...
Because Clint Eastwood is a conservative and spoke at the Republican National Convention.
Because he spoke to the empty chair?
You
is
got
that what
it.
That was? Oh.
I'm just guessing. I don't know that to be true.
Could well be. Let's see what else. Birdman, that got a lot of nominations. The Grand Budapest Hotel picked up 9 nominations like Birdman. I've actually seen that movie. That may be a first that I've actually seen a movie.
One of them.
Well, not a first, but a long time since I've done that. And The Imitation Game got 8. As usual, more interesting things about who didn't get nominated in addition to Clint Eastwood. The Lego Movie was expected to be nominated for Best Animated Feature.
It was pretty good.
It wasn't a bad movie.
And won some stuff like, you know, at the Golden Globe, so we'll see. And Ralph Fiennes, who doesn't know how to spell his